In my last 2 years of college, I started sleeping around quite a bit more than I used to. And by my senior year, I really started acting up, at least to my standards. So in particular, because this is another unnecessary story time, there was this one night last year, which was my senior year, where I slept with two different men in one night, which was something I hadn't even thought of as like a thing I would like. It wasn't a threesome, but it would have been pretty cool if it was. Anyway, so this was around this time of winter last year, and I had made plans to see one of my hookup buddies. We had this like unofficial monthly hookup scheduled where I would bus over to his house and we'd spend a couple hours together, and then we like wouldn't talk for another 3 or 4 weeks, and then we would, and then I'd bus over again to his house. It was a pretty good setup for me, I guess, for both of us. So we'd made plans for me to go over to his house around 8 or 9 o'clock one night, and later that same afternoon, we had made plans. He told me he had some last minute stuff come up, so he couldn't see me yet. So like he wanted to see me still, but we had to postpone until around 11 or midnight. But that day, I think I was feeling exceptionally horny, and luckily I was talking to someone on a dating app. And he had messaged me and asked me if I wanted to hang out that night. And earlier, I was gonna tell him, like, no, sorry, not tonight, but maybe another night this week. But then, because my friend had to postpone, I was like, yes, why don't you message me your address and I'll come over around 9? So he did. It was pretty exciting for me, to be honest. So that night, I got ready. I had this hookup routine back in college that now I have to share. So I'd brush my teeth, take a really, really hot shower, and then I'd put on some makeup. Specifically, I'd wear this mascara that would streak in case I got lucky and I cried while giving a blowjob or something. And then I'd go to my best friend's apartment and I'd show her my outfit. I'd ask her for her body spray because it always smelled really good. And then I'd tell her when I'd be home that night so she wouldn't worry. And of course, she would always hype me up. And if she had plans too, I'd like hype her up as well, which was really cute. So after my routine, I would go to the closest bus stop that would route me to where I needed to go. So that night, I got on the bus and then I texted the guy my ETA, which turned out to be incredibly inaccurate because I got off on the wrong stop and then I walked in the wrong direction for like 10 minutes. But it worked out in the end. So I called him when I was downstairs, and then he came and picked me up. We went upstairs, and then he gave me this little tour of his apartment, and then we went to his bedroom, and then he asked if I wanted a spoon and watch a nature documentary, which sounded ideal, so I said yes. And then we did. It was very tender. I really like being the little spoon, and he was taller than me by just enough that I felt like enveloped, if that's how you pronounce it, by him, which usually is the goal for me. So I'm feeling really warm and cozy. And then about halfway through the episode, he leans in and whispers, like, "Can I kiss you?" in my ear, and I nodded. And then he sort of gently like turned me around. And then we just started making out, which started really softly, but then got ridiculously hot. Like I ended up mostly on top of him, I think. And then right when he started nibbling down my neck, he placed his knee between my thighs, and I like almost came on the spot. My neck is really sensitive, so I started grinding on his knee, and then he started this like really good dirty talk where he mocked me for like grinding on him. He was asking me how turned on I was getting, why I was grinding so hard against him. He was telling me like he could feel how wet I was getting. And then I sucked his dick for a little, and then he fucked me, which was felt really, really good because his dirty talk almost ruined me. So now after we had sex, I got dressed, but not after he like offered to let me sleep over, which was really sweet, but I knew he was just saying that as like a courtesy, you know. So I told him like, "No, it's okay. I have to get up early for class tomorrow," or something like that. But the real truth was that I just needed to get on a different bus to get to my friend's place for hookup number two. So I did that. I found a route to get me almost directly to my friend's place, just in time when he was getting home from work. So, for a little relevant background here, I guess it's related. My hookup friend is like a foot and a half taller than me. If you round up, he's a little over a foot and a half taller than me. So I can honestly say, like, I rarely see his face when we're standing. Usually I just see his chest. So anyway, he lets me into his house, and then we go upstairs to his room. And then I remember, like, I was always met with, like, one of the greatest obstacles of his bedroom, which was his bed. So, like, the walk from the bus stop to his house wasn't too far, but I would always get really, really cold. So the second I'd get into his house, I would respectfully demand him to warm me up. So we'd always, like, get into his bed and he'd spoon me. But his bed was always way too high off the ground for me. So he'd always have to, like, pick me up to put me into the bed, which was silly. Anyway, he warmed me up, and then we talked about, like, our week, what we had been up to. And then I laid on top of him and played with his chest hair, which is, like, my favorite thing to do. And then we hooked up. He tried this thing where I laid on my back, if I'm remembering correctly. I was laying on my back with my head, like, dangling off the bed a little. And he, like, fucked my mouth. He got, like, really deep in. It was basically fucking my throat, and it was incredibly scary. It was terrifying, but again, also really hot. Like, the air would cut off. I mean, obviously, but it would cut off, and that, like, it was such a different cutting off of air than if I was on top of him or something. Anyway, we also, like, fucked on various pieces of furniture. Again, like, our height difference was really hard to manage. We had sex on the bed for a little bit. He fucked me from behind. And then we moved on to this, like, wooden chair. So I was on my knees on the chair and he was behind me. Which hurt really badly on my knees. But obviously that only added to my excitement. And he definitely knew that, given, like, the egging on comments he gave me. Like, he would just press me harder into the chair. And then I would just get wetter and wetter. And he would, like, say these nasty things to me about it. But anyway, that was it. After we had sex, I went back to my apartment. I'm pretty sure I probably stopped and got some ice cream for myself, or went back to my friend's place and, like, told her every single explicit detail of what happened that night.